Some folks do well at working on a roof or a tall ladder, but not me. I'm not one of those folks that enjoys working in heights. I do not do well working in those kind of situations. I like the security of my feet being firmly on solid level ground. It's a good feeling, and I like it. You know, we like the feelings that security brings us in many areas of our life, don't we? We all like the security of having money in our wallet and in the bank. And for many folks, the more that's there, the more secure they feel. Some folks don't wear a seatbelt when they ride in a car, while others won't ride in one without wearing one. And both feel more secure with their choice. I've had the privilege of feeling a minor earthquake, and I tell you, it's not a good feeling when the very ground you're standing on is moving. All sense of security goes. The Bible gives us an account of a man by the name of Job, who was a very, very wealthy man. In fact, the Bible says this about him. It says that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. His substance was great. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very great body of servants. This man was very, very wealthy. There was a day that came, though, when calamity struck, and Job lost everything he had, including his own children. I mean, he lost it all. Calamity had struck. And even as his wife, his own dear wife, looked and saw all that had happened, she said, "Job, curse God and die." But Job didn't. I'd like to read the words to you that Job said, and this is what he said. "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. How could this man, who was so wealthy, who had so much of this world's goods, respond in a right way when calamity struck? Well, look at the key in this verse. Job worshipped the Lord. The key here is that Job's security and his trust was not in the material things that he had. His trust and his security was in the God of heaven. If you read Job here, you'll see more of that and the reality of that. That is why Job, who having lost it all, was able to respond in a right way. Jesus gave us an example of a man in the Gospel of Luke who did exactly opposite of what Job did. We have here in the Gospel of Luke a parable of a rich man. And here are the words of Jesus when he says, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. Thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits.' And he said, 'This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said unto him, 'Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?' so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Do you see the difference here? Jesus said this man was a fool. Now he was wealthy too, and Job was very wealthy. But look at what they said, and notice the difference. This rich fool said, well, I have all these things stored up in my barns. I can take my ease, eat, drink, and be merry for many years. That's not what Job said. When Job lost it all, he worshiped the Lord. He said, the Lord hath given, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I wonder what this rich fool would have said had he lost all his goods. I don't think he would have said what Job said. But that brings me to the point of all this. Where is your security and your trust? Where is my trust and my security? You know, folks here in the United States of America feel quite secure with the huge military might of the United States of America. They have a large Air Force, a large Navy, a large Army, and many people feel very secure because of that. Is that really what brings security? A few years ago, when our economy was more solid, people were able to make many sound investments. You know, it gives people good feelings when the economy is sound and you have good investments. But what happens when the economy begins to crumble like it is now? And investments start to look a little shaky. You know, where is our security? Where is our trust? How do we respond when our world crashes down all around us? That's what happened to Job. His world crashed completely down around him. Can you, can I, still worship the Lord and give him praise like Job did when our world comes crashing down around us? Well, you know, we can. Job did. And he did because his trust, his security, his faith was in God, not in the things that he had. And that's how God would like us to live, to have our trust and our security and our confidence in him. When we stand before God on Judgment Day, a sound economy, a sound investments that we might have made, they're not going to come with us. They won't be there. We'll have no security in them. Solid military to back us up, oh, they won't be there. But if we have our life hidden in Christ, our sins washed in the blood of Christ, and a faith, a saving faith in Jesus Christ, friends, we will be secure with the Lord Jesus Christ throughout all eternity. What a blessing that will be. Where is your trust? Where is your security today? Let's build for eternity. Let's have our faith, our trust, our security in Jesus Christ himself, so that if and when our world may collapse around us and crash down around us, that we can be like Job and worship God through it all and be faithful. God bless you. Be secure in him.